Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Holy Quran continuously calls us to repent to Allah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 74 says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Do they not repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness? Allah is the most forgiving. Allah is calling us to turn back to Him and to ensure that we are following the right path in our lives. Iqbal al-A'mal, a very important book from Sayyid ibn Tawus, narrates that the Holy Prophet once told his companions on a Sunday in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, "Who amongst you wants to repent and turn back to Allah? Ya ayyuha an-nas, man kana minkum yuridu at-tawbah?" They replied saying, "All of us, kulluna nuridu at-tawbah." The Holy Prophet said, "Do ghusl and wudu and pray 4 units of prayer in 2 sets. In each rak'at, recite Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah Al-Tawheed 3 times and then Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas once each. After completing the prayer, do istighfar 70 times and then save some specific du'as. If someone carries out this prayer, they will be called from the skies, 'O my servant, begin your actions from scratch. Your repentance is accepted and your sins have been forgiven.'" This is the reality of repentance. If a person sincerely decides to turn back to Allah, Allah will accept him. Whatever a person has done, if they turn back to Allah, Allah will forgive. Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 53 says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim." O my servants that have wronged themselves, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive all of your sins. Allah is the forgiving. Allah is the merciful. This ayah gives so much hope. Anyone in any situation, with whatever history, if they turn back to Allah, their previous sins will be forgiven. Not only does Allah accept the person who turns back, Allah loves the one who repents. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 222 says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin." Allah loves the one that repents to Allah. The 5th Holy Imam says, "At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah." The person who repents from a sin is like a person who has no sins. But he also warns us, "Wal-muqimu 'ala adh-dhanb wa huwa mustaghfirun minhu." A person who stays and continues their sins even whilst repenting is like a person who's mocking. So let's take advantage of this holy month.